My 2 cents, if you're going to buy an HD and you want a one-stop shop, get a 75. If you have a hotspot, that's D-Star compatible. So now that I got the OpenSpot 4 Pro, I can cross mode with this radio and the Fusion DMR, P25, NXDN, whatever. That's a non-issue for me. That P5 is a sweet radio, and I had one. I was absolutely obsessed with it. I think I had every accessory under the sun, and then I got an All-Star node. I had a Pi-Star first, and then once I got the All-Star node, I realized how bad it sounded. Because for the longest time before I bought a mobile, I ran it like I'm running my 75 right now. Cup holder mount, bag mounted ton of speaker mic, plugged it into the cigarette lighter, I never lost power, and it worked flawlessly. They're down to $369 right now, so I'm half tempted to pick one up and just mess with it and use it for, you know, like I said, use it for things that aren't on All-Star, and it'll be fine. RT3S, I have one specifically for satellites, awesome little radio. And that VX6R, I can't recommend that radio enough. That or the ICT10, that one. It was on sale for $150 at DXE. IP67, bomb-proof, single monitor, analog HD. But the VX6R, is my wife bought it for me. It's the only radio she's ever bought me, and I absolutely love that thing. Great receive, tiny. Mine puts out, I think, 4.5 on UHF, so it does the trick. I did Mars Mod mine too, and you only get about 2 watts on GMRS, but phenomenal radio, indestructible. So there's options out there, but I kind of wish I was like somewhat of a blogger or a vlogger just to document my life with this PhD-75 over the last couple weeks. It's my one radio, the one radio I've been using. It's been a mobile, it's been a hotspot radio, it's been a node radio, it's been an EPRS rig. I mean, it has done literally everything, and it's done it well since I've gotten it. So super impressed with it, super happy. Overpriced 100%, but it is a Kenwood.